Blog Talk Radio. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Spiritual Guidance Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and today we are coming to you, or I am coming to you on a brand new date and time. So from now on, I will be on here on Friday evenings. So I hope that every one of you had a wonderful week. A week where you've learned a lot about yourself, about what it is that you've needed to, pick up and be taught and learn, and as well as to teach others. And I hope that this week has been a time for you to really be able to see more of what it is that you are meant to do. So, on this first show, on this new day and time, I wanted to, just discuss a little bit about what it is that has been, starting to happen, especially when it comes to this month. We just started June. Almost midway to the end of June. But, this month is a month of really being, taking those things that we've learned in the last few months and even a couple of years and really applying it into our lives this month. So what is it that the divine is showing you to really be able to apply this month? Is it, does it have to do with your work or relationships or, and just anything that is your daily life, how it is that you are being asked to see yourself? So is that, how is that coming about for you? How is that unfolding for you when it comes to this month? So if that is something that you'd love to discuss with me and with others, you can give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. All right. So when it comes to the energy that we are expecting, or actually let's talk first of what it is that came in when it comes to this week's energy. And, I didn't post what it is that this week's energy was. And there was a reason for that. The divine, kind of told me to hold back a little bit because this week was going to be about trusting in yourself. And that is what our topic is today, our discussion is today, on how it is that we're truly meant to trust in ourselves, in our abilities, and who it is that we truly are. And so when it comes to this week's energy, I do normally mention that, I normally post about it. But now with my show being at the end of the week, it's not as much as, telling you what it is to expect when it comes to this week's energy, but kind of winding down on what it is that came in for you and talking about that and how it is that, what it is that we're supposed to learn and what it is that we are supposed to take from the energy that came in. So what is it that the energy was for you? What felt right to you when it came to this week's energy? And so, you know, one of the energies that came in is was about trusting in ourselves, trusting in who it is that we are. So, you know, we have Archangel Raziel stepping forward, Archangel Raphael, to help us to clear and let go of certain things. And we're going to also do a meditation with Archangel Metatron at the end of the show today to help us to release those things that we need to release and let go of so that we can really pick up on what it is that the divine really wants us to really hear and see when it comes to what's coming ahead for us and what we need to do in order to move forward. And so we'll, you know, be doing that as well as just being able to clear all and let go of everything that has gone on this week and just clearing ourselves, clearing our energies, and really just feeling that renewedness, especially now that, you know, I'm at the end of the week. You know, it's always a great time to really just do a cleanse and to really just let go of all that has been bothering us this week, all that has gone on this week that just didn't align with you this week. So this is also why, you know, I'm going to be doing this show on Fridays so that I'm here to be able to have you call in and just be able to release and talk about those things that have been bothering you, that had, you know, been stressful for you, so that you can release and be able to let go and also be able to get that wisdom, that guidance that you are needing to really be able to hear what it is that your next steps are. All right. So what is it that came in for you when it comes to what you felt in this energy, what it is that you've learned throughout this week, those aha moments that came in, you know, while you were working or anything else that you were doing, running errands? You know, it's always amazing how the divine works in ways that we don't quite expect. And so, you know, what is it that came in for you? So I'm going to be, you know, taking calls in just a minute. But, you know, before I do, you know, I do want to mention that we do have Archangel Raziel stepping forward, you know, talking, reminding us of our wisdom and guidance, who it is that we are, that knowledge that we have within us, Archangel Metatron to help us when it comes to healing our energies as well as our physical body, Archangel Raphael to help us to really be able to see what it is that we need to let go of, what it is that we need to heal. We also do have Archangel Ariel stepping forward for us because we did have the new moon this week. And so it's important for us to, you know, take that time to set new intentions with that new moon. It's always a great energy to do that with. So today we're going to be doing some releasing and letting go through a meditation. And that's then going to be able to prepare us to be able to set those intentions that we're meant to set. Okay. So let me go ahead and take this caller we have on. We have caller from area code 919. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Sandra. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
So how can they help you today? And what is it that you would like to share with us today?
I'm not really sure what I want to share, but I guess I'm just open for whatever spirit has to give to me. You know, any messages. I want to be an open vessel.
Okay, wonderful. So I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you. And Archangel Samuel is, you know, a wonderful archangel when it comes to unconditional love and self-love and just really having that strong foundation of love for ourselves so that we can continue to be there for others and be that divine love and light that you are to others. And so what, you know, he is showing me is that it's going to be important throughout this time as you help others to continue to fill your own cup, to continue to fill your energetic cup so that you can continue to be there for others. Because what I am seeing is that you've continually been, you are always going. You're always on the go, you know, doing something mm-hmm. for others. And so what they're trying to get you to do is just take a moment to stop and to mm-hmm. take that time to do those things that you love to do and get some rest. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay. Because, you know, when we don't take the time to do that, we burn out, and then we won't be any help to anyone. So it's really
right.
important for you to take some time for yourself. Do those things that you love to do, whether it's reading, taking a nice hot bath, you know, those things that really fill you and raise your vibration, those things that make you happy. And that's going to really fill you so that you can continue to do that work that you're meant to do. So, you know, be sure to take that time. Also, when we do that, it does change the energy of the room that we're in, as well as how it is that we interact with other people. So they're able to feel that love from you. They're able to feel that joy and happiness from you when you're filled and when you do those things that, you know, you really love to do. So take some time to do that this weekend. Also,
okay.
You know, Archangel Raphael is stepping forward. And are you someone who likes to write?
Yes, I do. I journal.
Okay, wonderful. So, you know, when it comes to the journaling, to keep doing that, and what some prompts that they want you to kind of look into is some things that have been, what I'm feeling is there's some things that have been coming in for you that has to do, they're like triggers for you from your past. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's going to be important for you to journal on that and really get to the bottom of where that stems from. So as you journal, you're going to be journaling backwards. So you're going to journal on what it is that's bothering you right now, and you're going to kind of go backwards in time on, you know, where it comes from, like the like what happened right before this time, and really focus on what it is that you see, because I do see that you are very clairvoyant. You're able mm-hmm. to see a lot of things. Do you dream a lot too?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, pay attention to those dreams as well, because that is a sign for you also on what it is that you need to work on. And it is all connected. So you're going, when you journal, you're going to kind of go backwards on, you know, what it is that you saw happen before this time that has to do with what's going on now. And then you're going to then be able to think back to what happened before then. And it's going to keep going back to where it really stems from, where it comes from, and who it comes from. And those moments in time where you were told that you weren't good enough in some way. And that is going to be that stem, that main thing that you're going to see. And that's going mm-hmm. to help you to be able to then, you know, and you have to keep in mind that you are made in the image of the divine. You are a perfect soul. You are amazing. And you are meant to do what it is that you truly want to do. So keeping that in mind, you're going to be able to then be able to change your mindset as you do this work. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Okay. It does. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for that. Okay.
And when you do that, it's going to really just, there's going to be this weight lifted off your shoulders, and this, what it is that's bothering you won't be bothering you anymore. It won't be a trigger for you anymore as you do that work, as you're able to, you know, change your mindset and be able to see how, what it is that you've learned from your past. It's not about you, because of what it is that they need to heal from themselves. Okay?
Yes. Okay. I understand that.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right, thank you.
So, you know, keep doing that journaling, and yep, you know, take that time to really focus on you and do those things that you love to do this week. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye. All right. We do have another caller. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 703. Hello, caller. What is?
Hello. My name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. And where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Oh. Wonderful. So how are you today? Or how are you? How is your week this week?
Oh, my God. I have a new job. Well, I got laid off, but I have a job that I started about 3 months ago, and I really hate it. People are so catty and bitchy that I just, ugh. Must be the Mercury retrograde we're in or something, because I don't know what's going on.
And so, well, it seems that you've done a lot of work on you, and that's what I'm feeling for you. So what is it that you've been feeling through that? Like, how is it that you were able to see more of who it is that you are through that?
I ignore them. I have a little space that I can just ignore them, so I don't even have to talk to them.
All right.
So, I mean, I just be the bigger person and walk away, you know, because I could say a lot of things, but, you know, I can't quit. I can't lose this job. So, you know, I just kind of keep it to myself and go home and work out.
Okay. So it's great that you're, you know, protecting your energy that way, because
yeah.
It is important. You know, when we're in a workspace, we work with a lot of different people sometimes. And
yep.
So, you know, you feel into everyone's energy, and then because of their energy, sometimes you could get sucked into their energy and then spit back out what it is that's going on with them. So,
yep.
You know, keep doing that protection, you know, protecting your energy. That's wonderful that you're doing that. I feel that you have learned a lot more this week. I don't know. I have a feeling that there's some more things that you need to share.
Well, I've been recently conversating with this guy named Charles, and he does live out of state, and I think everything's going good, but I don't know. I mean, sometimes his communication is not as good as it you know, it should be. So I don't really, I mean, I don't know. I know he likes me, but I just can't really, I don't know what energy you pick up.
So I do have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward, and I have Archangel Jophiel stepping forward for you as well. And this does have to do with this love energy, loving energy. And you have this energy of, you know, you're very loving and you're very compassionate and you're passionate. And, you know, he picks up on that. And you are picking up on, and you're very intuitive and you're very, you just know, you have these feelings that you're very empathic. So,
yeah.
You know, I want you to, you know, trust in yourself on this. And I have a feeling you already know what it is that I'm going to say. But when it comes to him just not being sure, it, like this wishy-washy type of thing that's going on, it does have to do with things that he's been through in his past. It has to do with his so-called baggage that a lot of times we have when it comes to relationships with others. So, you know, he's been through a lot. So, you know, you're just going to have to be a little bit patient with him. But during this time, to keep working on yourself. Keep working on who it is that you are, you know, your independence, your just that strong foundation of love that you have for yourself. You know, keep working on that and keep that, those boundaries you have with just like your coworkers, even for, you know, love relationships, even for people, you know, you feel like can be your soulmate or someone that you feel that, you know, you can really love. So, you know, be sure to, you know, remember who it is that you are, but also to know that there are things that he needs to work on. So don't try not to take it personally. I know it's harder said than done.
Right.
But to know that it has nothing to do with you. But it has a lot to do with what it is that he wants and trying to get back to who it is that he is. And you are helping with that because of just the type of person that you are, just how compassionate you are. You know, so keep being who it is that you are. Keep trying to reach out to him, you know, not being and I don't, I'm not saying that you would be, but you're not pushing him. But just being there for him. And there are going to be times when it's going to feel like there's radio silence from with
Oh,
him.
Yeah, I do get that quite often. You hit the nail on the head with that one.
But it, you know, it has nothing to do with you. It's just a lot of things that he needs to work on when it comes to himself. But you know, keep being that light that you are. You radiate this joy and light to others that I can even feel. It's amazing. It feels amazing. So keep doing that work on yourself. Keep doing those things that you love to do. And soon what he's going to be able to learn. He's going to be able to get those aha moments because of your energy. Okay?
Yeah, my mom is, I was adopted. My birth mother is a psychic. So I sometimes scare myself and I'll know things and I don't understand why I know things. But, yeah, I have a lot of that clairer stuff, clairvoyant, clairer, audio clearance, and I hear things, see things, and know things. And so, yeah, it is. And unfortunately, I can be like empath. I pick up everybody else's energy, and I have to try to do the white light around me because when I don't feel well, it's not me. It's somebody else's energy I'm picking up on, which, you know, it's like,
Yes, exactly. You know, I know how that is. So, you know, keep being that person that you are. You are so amazing. And your energy really does help other people. You know, so, you know, keep being who it is that you are. Don't lose yourself in, you know, other people's energies because of that empathic nature that you are. You know, Archangel Jophiel also is stepping forward, and she has to do with joy. You know, Jophiel, joy, you know, they go together. So if you, and I do see that, you know, you are very clairvoyant as well. You know, if you see that yellow around you, that has to do with Archangel Jophiel. And so she's just reminding you to just keep being who it is that you are. Keep doing those things that you love to do, and just, you know, keep shining that light that you are. Even, you know, at times when it can be tough, you know, when it comes to work, when it comes to others around you who may be going through a lot of different things, and also to really trust in your intuition, trust in what it is that you need to say, what it is that you need to teach others, when it comes to giving advice to others, because of your empathic nature, and that joy that you radiate, you're going to be getting a lot of people who ask for your advice, who come to you to tell you all these things that they're going through. So, you know, keep trusting.
They do
in
that.
What
I'll be in the line at the supermarket, and by the time I'm done, I know your whole life story. They just, it's the energy and the aura. I can't tell you how many times I'll be conversation. Someone actually bought me coffee. We had a conversation. She went and bought me coffee, you know, the coffee at Starbucks in line, just paid for my coffee. She goes, "You just have great energy." I mean, I get that a lot.
Oh.
You're like right on the money. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like, I don't, you're just awesome because you picked up everything. So that's just awesome.
Oh. So wonderful, and I'm glad that, you know, other people can really, you know, sense that too from you. And so, you know, keep, you know, saying those things that you need to say to others. I do see a little bit of a block when it comes to your throat chakra. So, you know, keep communicating, keep opening up. You know, if you need to say something to someone, you know, don't be afraid to say it. And that does kind of have to do with some things that you've gone through in the past when it comes to communication. So, you know, keeping who it is that you are, and don't be afraid to say those things that you need to say to someone. Of course, you know, in a nice way. I don't see you saying it in a way that would be mean or anything
you're
like that.
You're a jerk, man. You're coming back to your jerk. What's up with that? The old me would have said that. You said you're going to call me back and you didn't. What the hell? That would have been the old me. The new me is like, you know what? I understand what's going on. You know, just give me a call back. You know,
But you know, don't be afraid to really express those things that you do need to say, you know, in that way. But, you know, to, you know, just really be open that. And I know sometimes it can be scary because we don't know what the other person may say.
I know.
And sometimes we do. We do sense what it is that can come out of their mouth. But, you know, it is important for you to really express what it is that, because you do have this connection with the divine, you know, because of the healing work that you've done, because of everything that you've released that you needed to let go of, you have this clarity with the divine. You know, if you hear a lot of things, if you tend to even talk back to, you don't know who it is, but you know, you're having this conversation, know that the divine is there guiding you and supporting you. It's not just your higher self, but it also is the divine. You do have a connection with the angels. So, you know, keep connecting with them. You don't have to know who it is that you're speaking with, but to know that you're always guided and you're always supported, and that what it is that you need to say, and if you have this soul longing to truly say it, it's important for you to communicate that, okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
That could take you forever. Well, like, I don't know if you're like my, like a sport or like a soulmate or something, you know, on the other side, you know, a different kind of soulmate, you know, because I also make music and sign language. Well, I also do sign language videos because I can't sing, so I tell people I sing with my hands. So that's like my gift to people. And I started a TikTok thing, and I have like all these people following me. I make people cry with emotions with all my sign language skills, and people think, oh, you're amazing, you're beautiful, and all this. And it's like, and that just makes my day. Whatever crappy day I had, that makes my day. So.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Yeah. You know, it is very, you know, it, for some people, you never know how you're going to be able to reach them, you know. So
yeah.
That sign language, yeah, your body language, the way that you speak. And, you know, and there's writers who are like that too, you know, through books, through their writing, that they're able to, you know, touch people. And so keep doing those things that, you know that you're meant to do. And you do have this clarity. You do have, you've done so much healing work that you could feel it. And so it's so amazing that you're doing those things that help so many people. So keep doing that. Keep trusting in yourself. Keep just, you know, reading that joy that you do bring to other people. Okay?
Well, thank you. I will. Thank you. Thank you for the awesome reading. You're amazing.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And, I mean, you can always, you know, we can talk even further. You know, you can go to my Facebook page and message me if you'd like to talk more.
Okay.
Yeah. And, so yeah,
I'll let you know how it goes with Charles over the weekend if I tell him, you know, to go. Just kidding. I'm still waiting for that phone call. Darn it.
It will come. It will come. You know, just keep doing your thing, and it will come.
Well, you are amazing. Thank you for making my day even better.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Amazing weekend. Okay.
You too. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 860. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amala from Connecticut. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. It's been a while.
Yes. You said Amala, right?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. So what have you been... I have a feeling that I need to ask that.
No, it's okay. Oh, it's been a heck of a 6 months, but I'll make it very, very quick snapshot of it. But I was working on a book and it's pretty much done, and I feel like honestly, spirit wise, I've aged like 5 years. It's like all karmic ties. It's crazy stuff. It's like every day I didn't know what was going to happen. It was basically a lot of hoops to jump through, but thankfully that part is over. I'm on the other side of it, and we're pretty much going to be printing the book pretty soon. And so I'm wondering, for this summer or maybe August, September, do you feel me meeting like-minded people or even a relationship coming together? Because I think I needed to get through this career-wise in order to me to feel stable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, first, I want to say that, you know, you have, I can feel it. Like, you have done so much work on yourself, so much healing work, that
yes.
It feels like this fresh air that's coming in.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing that you've done all that work, and I want to congratulate you on that. You know, because
thank you.
You know, that's so amazing that you're able to. Because I think the first time I spoke with you, I felt this heaviness within my heart for you, and it it felt like you had so much in your past that you really needed to let go of and you really needed to release. So when you called today and I picked up your line, I was like, wow, there's a huge change here. And so and it's amazing. And this is why I love doing my radio show, because I get callers from way back when I first started, call back in, and I could feel this huge change. It's like a new person that I'm speaking with.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
Yeah. Yep. And so I'm so excited for you, because what's going to now happen is you're going to start seeing a lot of great changes happening because your energy has shifted and your mindset has shifted. And so, you know, you're going to start seeing a lot of connections that are going to come your way in the next few months. So you have to always, like, look for it, like, you know, focusing on it. But keep doing that work on yourself and loving yourself fully. You know, keep doing that. And as you do, you're going to meet people that are like-minded, that are meant for you to work with, as well as when it comes to love, too. Yes, that's going to happen later down the line. But you have to keep. And even though you've done a lot of work already and a lot of releasing and letting go and healing, right now it's, you know, this year is about rebuilding, reimagining, reinventing ourselves. And so that is what you're going to be doing and continue to do. So it's important for you to have that strong foundation of love for yourself. Loving yourself fully for who it is that you are, and remembering that you are created from in the image of the divine. So you are a perfect soul. You're magnificent, and what it is that you truly want to do is meant for you. So remember that as you continue to do the work. I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you.
Okay.
And what they're sharing is that it's important for you to remember who it is that you are all the time with everything that you do, you know, when it comes to work, even finding, you know, something that writing, what you did with that writing is amazing. So now what's that next step that they're showing you? And you will know what it is, but keep doing that. Loving yourself. You know, when it comes to journaling, affirmations, you know, doing all of that to, you know, keep remembering that you are amazing. You know, that is going to be a big, big topic for you when it comes to journaling and when it comes to when you meet with other people. There's going to be times when it's going to be a little bit challenging, but that, those are all lessons for us. But it's going to be a reminder for you to remember that who you are is amazing, and magnificent, and that what it is that you truly want to do is all within you. And you have the abilities, you have the gifts. As you found out when it comes to your writing this book, that, you know, you do have those gifts within you.
Right.
So they want you to remember that as you go along. There are going to be a little bit of bumps along the way as you're going through this growth, as we all do. That's just what life is. But to remember that there is a reason for that. And throughout the process, as you start to meet new people, as you start to find that person that you're meant to be with when it comes to relationship, all along the way, they want you to remember that who it is that you truly are is this perfect soul.
Makes complete sense, because it's all about unconditional love. And, you know, what it's part of, actually, it's a quote book that I wrote, and it's one of my lines, you know, like, love is like air. It's everywhere, and it's accessible.
You know, unconditional love is accessible for everyone. And you know, it's just a matter of a reminder that it only does work inside out. You see mm-hmm. and feel love because you are it and you know it. And you breathe it in. It's an amazing feeling. And what you said, everything, it just kind of reminds me to, you know, anytime I walk outside of my home and I'm going to a gathering or whatever I'm doing socially, I remind myself what a magnificent being that I am, right? So then, you know, then I'm not having that energy of like anxiety, which I do. I'm an introvert in a lot of ways. I think that's what the troubling part of me is that I like to talk, but I like to also be introspective. So anyway, but with meeting people, I have to remind myself of how amazing I actually am, you know, and then it just kind of the energy perpetuates and it just kind of radiates throughout a room. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, with everything that we kind of pick up growing up, you know, with other people, you know, and all the healing that others have to do as well, you know, we inadvertently sometimes learn that we're not capable of doing certain things or we're not good enough in some way. So it's always, you know, we have to, you know, keep that in mind that, you know, the divine created us in the image of the divine. And, you know, whether it's God, if you believe in, you know, the archangels, the angels, you know, we are those perfect souls and we were created perfectly.
So
we have to remember that, and that when other people try to put you down or when other people say things that may be a little bit hurtful, you know, to remember that, you know, we're also mirrors to other people. So, you know, they have their own healings that they have to do. They have their own things that they need to let go of. And so, you know, to remember that as you, you know, go about your day, as you go about doing those things that you're meant to do. And just like you said, it is from inside out, and you radiate that to others. So, and that is how you're going to continue to help others in that way.
Okay.
So, you know, keep being that amazing person that you are. Know that there's a lot of great things coming your way.
That's awesome. I feel like I earned, you know, it's like I feel like I graduated some kind of school. I think it is a spiritual school. I really do, because it's just, it was just coming at me. You know, the only way I could describe it metaphorically is like you have a fireworks show, and at the end, everything is, you know, it's all colorful, but the loud explosion, those booms, and then it's just, it's the finale. So it's like, that's what it felt like. Every I was just kept on coming and coming. I'm like, when is this, what is happening? And it wasn't one day. This was 6 months. It was 6 months. What's going on? And it's just, and then the funny thing is that the place that I'm at now, which has only been maybe 7 days to 10 days, it feels like, what just happened? It's kind of like, wait, you went through all of that, and I'm like, well, now what? Because I'm so used to the explosions and the booms and the colorful, you know, the colorful sky, and you're like, wait, now it's quiet. Everybody left the fireworks show, and now, you know what I mean? It just makes you laugh because it's just like, oh, my God, now what do I do? But it's time to, like you said, to rebuild and to reinvent myself and to really nurture myself. I feel that for sure.
Just,
yeah.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you hit it on the money where, we the last few months, you know, have been all about learning about yourself and, you know, growing and doing all this work. And then now it's like, what? What now?
I know, it's quiet. It's like the crickets at night, you know, like the birds and, or whatever, the peepers, you know, like now what, you know? So it's just funny. It makes me laugh because it's like, enjoy it. Like that's what spirit's saying. It's like, okay, enough of the boom and the loud explosion. It's time for you to just relax And what a perfect time. And I'm so glad it's summertime. Yeah, so this is good.
Yeah, and, you know, this month, the energy for this month is also applying those things that we've learned, all that has happened in the last few months. It's now then time to apply it. And, yeah, it's going to feel relaxing. It's going to feel a little bit slow when it comes to this month. But it's, you know, like you said, it is meant for us to relax a little bit too, but it's also meant for us to take those next steps. So, you know, you're asking about what do I do next? They're actually going to be showing you, you know, slowly but surely. So, you know, just go with the flow when it comes to this energy that we're in. Yeah, if you try to go too fast, there's going to be a lot of pushback. So you don't want that. We don't want that stress. We don't want all that feels like we're not aligned. So, but when we try to go too fast, that's what happens. So
it's exactly what I was doing a year ago. I was going too fast, and then all this other stuff happened. So that makes complete sense. So I feel like what you're even just describing is like kind of like I get imagery. So like I'm just relaxing on the beach and like enjoying the sun rays and just, you know, soaking it in. Just soak it in and then
wonderful.
I'll know what to do.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. So take this time to really, and it does kind of correlate with Mercury retrograde that's happening apparently right now, too. And they all happen for a reason. And so, you know, take this time to really enjoy. I think I mentioned this, too, on my doing my energy of the month, just smelling the, you know, taking the time to smell the roses. You know, that phrase that you hear. So, you know, take that time to really enjoy. Do those things that you love to do. Even though it may feel like you're not doing anything, to know that behind the scenes, the divine is always working for your good.
Yes.
So, you know, to know that that's all happening. And if they tell you at some point you need to go do this, to go do it right away. Okay.
Yeah.
So it may be something small. It may seem like it's something small and insignificant, but it does have to do with your growth. You know. So you know that feeling you get of I need to go do this. I'll go do it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen. It's so key because I think it's always the case, right? You go through polarities. It's like you listen and then. It might be not the wrong message, but it might be a detour, as I like to call it. But then, or I don't listen. And then, like, what did I have? What happened? I should have listened. So it's a matter of just really being attuned is the word. Just being attuned of, like, okay, come on, let's go. We know you need to do this. The messages are there.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
So talking.
And, and so, you know, when it comes to, like, procrastination, that has to do with that. The procrastination is... it's you not taking that next step that you're meant to take. And and a lot of that has to do with fears and doubts that we have, you know, because we're human. But, this month, you know, just take it as it comes. You know, if you feel like you have to do something, go somewhere, you know, to do that. But, you know, take it easy, okay?
Yes, it feels wonderful. I'm just going to enjoy the moment. It's about being in the present moment anyway. And I love what you said about my angels. I always talk to Archangel Michael, of course, as well. And so Gabriel is the communications, of course, that helps me with writing. So that doesn't surprise me that you saw him. Definitely. And Raphael is a healer. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Wonderful. Yeah. You know, you deserve this break. You know, deserve to enjoy.
Exactly. And I'm just so excited that it's like summertime and it's really the perfect timing because at least I could be outdoors and actually smell the roses. literally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
yes.
That's pretty cool. Definitely. Very cool. Yeah. So, well, thank
Wonderful.
You so much, Catherine. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You know, I will be here every week, so, you know, I would love to hear updates from you on what's going on. Yeah,
I will.
Definitely. I hope
Sounds
you have
great.
A wonderful weekend.
You too. You too, and happy summer if I don't talk to you before the solstice. So take good care and enjoy yourself.
You too. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Blessings.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Oh, I just love, you know, receiving calls from all of you. And so, you know, this is, you know, one of the things that I love about working with the divine, working with the archangels, is that they are able to really show us, you know, that growth and show us what it is that we need to work on, what it is that really we really need to release and let go of so that we can continue to grow and continue to, you know, have these transformations that are meant for us. And then, you know, be in that joy and happiness that we are meant to live. But so many times we, because of all the things that we've been through, all the things that we've learned from other people that may have been unintentional for some cases, like, you know, sometimes when it comes to parents, you know, we teach what it is that we know and what it is that we have learned. And so, you know, we sometimes pass on those things that, you know, we don't necessarily want to pass on to our children or other people. But, you know, when we do this work, when we are able to really, you know, first trusting in ourselves and our abilities, but also knowing that we are continually guided by spirit, by the archangels, by the divine. When we are able to listen and do and, you know, take those next steps, that is when we're able to heal. That's when we are able to then learn what it is that we're meant to learn. And going back to who it is that we truly are, those amazing divine love and light beings who are perfect souls. We are amazing. We are magnificent. And everything that we think that we need to learn when it comes to abilities and talents and skills, we have all of that within us. That's already ingrained in us. It's going back to that. It's going back to and really understanding who it is that we are, letting go and really shedding all of those limiting beliefs that we have picked up growing up. And so, you know, when it comes to, you know, this topic of trusting ourselves, it's trusting in who it is that we truly are and what it is that we truly know within us, you know, that longing that we have, that calling that we have, that pull that we have to do something or to go somewhere. You know, it reminds me of this week, you know, whenever it comes to these topics and discussions, you know, the divine is amazing where they just kind of keep reminding me throughout the week so that, you know, to kind of just keep in my mind what it is that I need to talk about when it comes to these shows. And so this week I was constantly reminded about trusting myself and trusting my intuition, trusting in what it is I need to do, where it is I need to go. One of the things that I do right now is I am a DoorDasher. So I work with DoorDash, and I deliver, you know, groceries and food to those people who need it within my community. And so this week there was a lot of times when I was kind of shown to, you know, take an order or go someplace without even having in order to deliver. And it ended up where I needed to be there at that perfect time. You know, whether it was for a customer who, you know, needed something, or an employee who was having a rough day, and just, you know, talking to them. And so it's just amazing what can happen when you listen to who it is that you are, what it is that's in for you. And that's part of trusting in ourselves. Yes, we're trusting in the divine. We're trusting in the messages that come through from the divine. But a lot of times that is shown through from within us by our intuition, by that pull that we have to be somewhere at a certain time, to go someplace. And so how is it that the divine is showing you this week, this past week, or what they're going to be showing you this coming week? What is it that they're trying to, you know, what are the situations that they're putting you in so that you can trust in yourself, trust in who it is that you truly are? So if you'd like to talk to me about what it is that's been coming in for you, I'd love to speak with you. So the number again is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to be on air with me. But, you know, it's just so amazing how the divine works in our everyday lives. You know, through whatever it is that you're doing, you know, whether it's spending time with your children, whether it is spending time with your families, friends, you know, work, you know, working with other people, you know, whatever that is, how is it that they're showing you that it's important for you to trust in who it is that you truly are? Because, you know, the divine is always working through us. But a lot of times, because of limiting beliefs, because of those things that we need to let go of and heal, that we don't make that room for the divine to speak to us, which is within us. And then it comes out as, you know, those feelings that we have, that soul calling that we have, that pull that you have to do something, that next step that you need to do, what it is that you know, like within your heart, or they're telling you through different signs that you need to go do something. And that's part of trusting in ourselves. That's part of trusting in and believing in yourself. Because we are those divine love and light beings. We are, you know, truly magnificent, and we are perfect souls. And yes, our humanness gets in the way, you know, our mistakes that we make, those things that we don't do that we're meant to do, that we don't listen to sometimes. But to always know that the divine is always going to remind you. You know, this week I've been reminded over and over again from the angels through angel numbers. Like, I see repeating 4s all the time, repeating 3s all the time, reminding me that the angels are always there, the archangels are always there, reminding me of what it is that I need to say to others, what I need to do in order to connect with them. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm so busy with so many different things that, you know, they put in my face like these numbers to remind me that I need to connect with them. And yes, I do connect with them all the time, but sometimes, you know, they still, you know, have to remind me that, you know, I need to do certain things, and they remind me and support me and guide me through that and through the different situations that come my way. So what does that look like for you? How is it that the divine is reminding you that you need to connect with them, that you need to connect within yourself as well? Take that time to, you know, do some meditating, do some journaling, so that you can connect with that wisdom that's within you that comes from the divine. So what is it that they're trying to remind you of? So let's go ahead and take our next caller. We have area code 843. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Howie, good evening. My name is Eddie. I'm calling from the Carolinas, South Carolina.
Hi, Eddie. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm great, thank you. So how has your week been?
Kind of challenging. It's like what you're speaking to. I'm getting a lot of resistance within myself, but overall I noticed that for some reason I feel pretty comfortable just being quiet. I don't really understand, even though there's a lot going through my mind, meaning I don't need the computer on. No, I don't watch TV. I don't listen to too much music. But the thing that's really been intriguing me the most is I've been seeing the anniversary on my birth on a lot of cars as they drive by. I don't really look at a lot of license plates, but every now and then when I look at one, my birthday's on the plate. What is that? It's not 333-222, none of that. It's like 127. Like, what is that?
That is a reminder for you that you are on the right track. And I see that my birthday all the time, too. So I get it. I see my birthday, my boy's birthdays, my husband's birthday, my anniversary. Yep. That is a reminder that and the angels are reminding you that you are doing what it is that you're heading in the right direction. So what I'm seeing for you is Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel are stepping forward, as well as Archangel Samuel, our Archangel of Unconditional Love. And so what work have you been doing on yourself lately? I feel like you've been doing a lot of work, you know, a lot of healing work.
Yes, definitely. I've been doing a lot of reflecting. My godmother passed, but she used to always say to me that most of the challenges and the things that we need to let go of, they started in our childhood. So she used to always tell me to do that. And she also emphasized on Saturn. And she said Saturn is, you know, like in astrology, is the planet that you need to be, show devotion and things like that. She was into spiritual religions, and she, Egyptian or Kemetic tradition, and that was, she said, Het Heru, or in Ifa, I think it is Oshun, and you have to be devoted to her, and she'll bring you the things that you need. So I've been more so, getting back into myself and reflecting on these things and doing healing on those levels.
Oh, wonderful. That's why you have been seeing, you know, your birthday all the time, because the divine, the universe is reminding you that you are on the right track. So keep doing that work on yourself and keep loving yourself for who it is that you are, because you are amazing. And so, you know, I can feel this great energy from you. And so have you been doing a lot of work, like, when it comes to love?
What do you mean? What do you mean when it comes to love?
When it comes to relationships, is that something that you have been, you know, working towards, working on?
I have a few lady friends, and, you know, nothing is really serious, but just, you know, I'm basically just, working on and dealing with myself. You know, I've been told that I've kind of closed off to relationships and things of that issue, but overall it's me going through what I need to go through within myself so that I can go to the next level. I like to say that.
So keep doing that work, because that is part of that healing, you know, and it does have to do with relationships. So as you keep doing this healing work, releasing and, you know, letting go of those limiting beliefs that has to do with those things that have been kind of ingrained in you from childhood, that's when you'll start to really be able to do the communicating that you're meant to do when it comes to, you know, relationships with other people. And as you continue to also do this work, you're going to you start to really see just how loving you are and how you're meant for that love. So, you know, keep doing that work. Keep digging deeper. It's not going to be easy at times. There's going to be times where you feel like there's these blocks that are hard to really get through. But to know that, you know, you could call on Archangel Raphael, call on Archangel Gabriel, call on Archangel Samuel to help and guide you through that process. And also, you know, not to push that either. So I see that there have been times when you were trying to, you know, kind of force the healing, trying to go too far, and you feel this resistance. And so sometimes it's important for you to step back a little bit when it comes to this healing work. So, you know, taking a break for a little bit. And what then happens is you get these aha moments come in for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting kind of revelation, just like what you're speaking to.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you hear me?
Keep doing, yes. So, yeah, keep doing that work, but, you know, make sure you take those breaks. Because, and know that the divine is working, you know, behind the scenes to help you through this. But a lot of times when it comes to healing work, it's important for you to step back a little bit and not be so focused on it.
So do you feel that that's another reason why me just kind of chilling right now? Is basically why it takes place, because, I mean, I could prepare my clothes and everything for the next day. You know, I'm semi-retired.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I could basically, you know, just basically chill if I chose to. But, you know, there's always mm-hmm. things I want to do, places I want to go, and things of that nature. But for some reason, sometimes it's just like get up, wash up, and basically go sit outside and just chill at, you know, this. Chill and just, mm-hmm. you know, get back into those thoughts and things, even though, you mm-hmm. know, I know my mind is, I don't know, I guess I got 3 monkey brains or something because, you know, my mind is always traveling, so I kind of, yeah, kind of have to bring it back to center in some of these thoughts, you know. Mm-hmm. I can remember it was very easy for me to meditate at one time. I could just sit in less than a minute or two. I just about, you know, just be basically start seeing clouds, if you know what I'm saying.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. So with this monkey brain that you have, or 3 that you have, what I want to encourage you to do is write it all down. So it may take a journal or 3. But, yeah. But I call this a brain dump. So when we do that, we're able to release all the old energy that is within us. And so when we do that too, you know, release all that old energy, that's when we're then able to get this new energy to flow in. When we have so much within us, so much that we're thinking about, there's no room for the divine to speak to us in that sense. If you think of it that way. So, you know, I want it, you know, every time you feel like you have so many thoughts, to write it down. You know, have a journal right there in front of you and just start writing. Just start writing everything that you think of, everything that you feel, you know, whether it's all kinds of emotions down there, and it doesn't have to make sense. You know, just write it all down. And then what you're going to be doing, and this is going to be a healing process too for you, is that you're going to start seeing the lessons behind everything that you've been through and your thoughts. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. And then what you're going to also start being able to do is going back to that meditating, that meditative state that you've been before. But, yeah, right now you just have so much on your mind that it just needs to be cleared. So, you know, start that journaling. And, yeah, you know, like you said, you feel like not doing anything. That's the energy that we're in this month. We're supposed to go with the flow and just relax a little bit and take those lessons that we've learned from the past few months and just go with it. So as it comes. Okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And what you said, Shemuel? You said Gabriel?
Yes, so Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Shemuel. So it's Shamuel.
Okay.
And he is a great archangel when it comes to unconditional love, self-love, and just, you know, helping us to build that strong foundation of love within ourselves.
Ah, okay. So that's why he popped up right away, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interesting.
So, yeah, this weekend I encourage you to just do that brain dump, you know, just journal out everything that's just bothering you, everything that's you're thinking about, and just kind of let it all go.
Awesome. Well done.
I just love your energy. You have this relaxing, smooth energy. That feels really good.
Thank you.
So,
and
yeah,
definitely marinating with everything that you're saying also. Yes, indeed.
Wonderful. And, you know, call back in. Let me know how that's going for you, what it is that's coming in for you, what those next steps are. And, yeah, I'm excited for you because there's a lot of great things that are coming for you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. No, I know we don't have to get into it now. That's not what the show is all about, but I definitely appreciate you, and I'll definitely call in again.
You are very welcome. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I know that you've also probably helped a lot of other people that are listening as well.
Yes, indeed. That's what we're here for, you know, to help each other.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
And you also.
Thank you. All right. Okay, let's go to our next caller. We have, and this will probably be our last caller tonight. So caller area code 914.
Hi, Catherine. It's Catherine. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. Good. Thank God. I saw you on, and I just wanted to send you much love, and I just so appreciate you and all you're doing. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you so much. So how has your week been?
It's been really busy. I feel like I'm planting seeds everywhere is how I feel. And, you know, I'm just waiting for them to sprout.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, you know, remember to take it slow. I know I have a feeling you're trying to do so many different things at once.
Yeah.
But, you know, remember to take it slow. This month, you know, if you try to go too fast, you're going to get all the stress and resistance that you don't need. Okay? So just take, you know, go with the flow.
Yeah.
And and then, you know, keep doing those things that you love to do. You know, do those things that fill you so that you could continue to be there for other people as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I needed to hear that.
Wonderful. And I do have Archangel Gabriel really stepping forward for you right now. And it has to do with communication. So, you know, be sure to, you know, share what it is that, you know, within your heart, all those things that you are going through, with whether it's with myself or someone else that you can really talk to, and really be open and just, you know, it may seem like you're spilling your guts, but it's really important for you to really release that old energy, okay?
Yes. Wow. Oh, thank you. That's amazing. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Yeah,
and it feels kind of heavy, and that's what I'm feeling for you right now, and that's why I mentioned it too. But whether it's journaling it out or, you know, some way of communicating it, to really, you know, release that, because it's going to prevent you from really hearing those next steps that are meant for you, and to really bringing in that abundant energy that you're meant for. So it's going to be important for you to release all of that and really you know, whether it is, you know, journaling it out, because what I do see is once you are able to let all of that go, you're going to be able to see the aha moments that are meant for you, what it is that you need to learn from that. Don't be afraid to really let it all out. It may seem like a burden, especially if you're trying to talk, wanting to talk to someone about it, but know that it's not a burden. It is something that you do need to let go of and really just get it out of your body, because it's going to then manifest in a not so good way physically, as well as burn you out. Okay?
Wow. Yes. I think that's why I've been doing so much cleaning, too. Like, I just want to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get it out.
Yeah. Just everywhere possible. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, whether it's journaling or, you know, speaking to someone that you could really confide in, you know, just make sure you get it all out. And then you're going to feel the sense of relief and like a weight is off your shoulders. And then you're going to be able to really see what that next step is for you, like what it is that you need to do next in order for you to really move forward and continue to do, you know, what you are meant to do. You know, you are this such a compassionate person, but know that other people are there for you as well, okay? You know, you're supported by so many people, and you would never be a burden on someone. So, you know, make sure you take care of yourself in that way by really just sharing all that's within your heart. All right.
Well, yes, thank you. Thank you so much. As always, thank you for being a beautiful gift to this world. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week, and just enjoying just all that has that's around you, because there's so much. Yeah, I just feel like the divine wants you to have a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
So go around and have some fun.
Yeah. I will.
All right. Well, have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you. Many blessings and much love. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Okay, so, we are past the top of the hour, going into hour and a half, but before I, close, I wanted to do this, and, well, not me, but the Archangels wanted me to do this meditation with Archangel Metatron, and this is going to help release a lot of things that need to be let go of. We just had the new moon, I think yesterday or the day before, I'm not sure. It's really important for us to release all that's within us that's stuck. And this meditation helps you to, start that process of releasing and letting go. And so if you are able to, I want to encourage you to find a place that you are comfortable in, and have a seat, and to close your eyes. And we're going to take a few deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. And we are going to go into our heart space. So to put your hands on your heart, that really helps us to really be in that space. And in your space, I want to encourage you to create an atmosphere that is calming for you. I know we had a caller who mentioned about being able to see a beach. So, it could be in a beach with the ocean. It can be mountains, having a sunset, any animals that really resonate with you, any plants or trees, really creating this atmosphere within your heart that really helps you to feel at peace, that helps you to be still. And once you have the scene, to place a door in your space, an open door. And this open door is going to be where we invite our angels and guides, as well as the archangels, to join us in our heart space. And we also have Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Zophiel, Archangel Ariel, and Archangel Metatron. And they're going to be within our space along with all of our other angels and guides who are at the perimeter of your heart space. And they are going to be sending you their energy of support, this amazing energy that they bring to help raise our vibrations. And really fill us with this divine energy. And as our angels and guides, as well as our archangels, send us their energy. And the archangels, when they love to send us their energies with the different colors. So if you notice any colors, if any colors come into mind, to know that the archangels are supporting you with that energy. And as they send you this energy, they're helping us to expand each and every one of our chakra energies. So from our crown chakra all the way down to our root chakra, so our crown chakra, and then our third eye, and our throat chakra, our heart chakra, our solar plexus, our sacral chakra, and our root chakra. As it expands, it'll be expanding outside of our body and into the space that you're in. And as this energy just swirls around us, just kind of notice what it is that you see, what it is that you hear in your heart, and the reminders from the divine on who it is that you truly are. As you listen to keep breathing in and breathing out, and Archangel Raphael is going to help release all of the old energy that's within you. It may look like pieces of coal. It may look like something that really, something that's dark that comes out from within you. And then it's going to go up into this cloud of energy that is above you, this violet cloud. And as it goes up, it's going to then transform into this sparkling light that comes back down like rain. And it's going to fill the space, those spaces where all the old energy came out of. And this new energy is there to help you to understand just how amazing you are and who it is that you truly are when it comes to the eyes of the divine. New energy comes in. Keep breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. And as we keep breathing, our angels are going to then help to realign our chakras back into our body. And then they're going to help you to ground your energy. So with the help of source energy that comes in through your crown chakra, like this rainbow light that comes through each of your chakras. And then it's going from your root chakra, that's going to be this bright white light of energy that goes all the way down to the center of the earth. And then as it comes back up, there's going to be this bright white orb of energy that comes up through your feet, all the way up your body. And then it's going to spill over to your crown chakra. And it's going to spill over like a fountain of water, and spill down to the ground and spread out from there. So it's this energy, your energy, as well as the energy of the divine that is being spread to those who need it around you. Take a few deep breaths. No, Archangel Michael is going to help to integrate our energy. So with his cloak, his navy cloak, is going to wind it around your body, just like a mummy looks. So from your crown chakra all the way down to your feet, this cloak is going to help protect our energy as well as to integrate what it is that came in when it comes to messages and all of that wonderful energy from the archangels to so take a few deep breaths. Now the archangels are going to step back. Our angels are going to step back. And when you are ready, you can put back movement into your body. And just, wiggle around. And then you can open up your eyes. And welcome back. So this is a meditation you can do over and over again as needed. Now it's going to help you to truly understand more and more of what it is that you need to understand about yourself and what you need to learn more of when it comes to yourself, as well as to be able to release and let go of all those things that are not who it is that you are. And to help you to understand what it is that needs to be released and let go of that's not aligned to you. And so I want to thank everyone for joining me tonight. And I hope that, and I get this a lot from my clients, is that after a meditation for me, either they fall asleep during the meditation, or, they're able to sleep really well and then feel refreshed in the morning. So, I hope that, having this meditation right before bed, that you're able to have that sleep that you're meant for and feel refreshed and really just wake up understanding more of who it is that you are and just feeling amazing. So, as you know, all lots of love and light as always, and I will be back next week for more of your calls. Anytime that you feel as if you need some guidance, or you just need to release and let go, and you just need to share what it is that's within your heart, this is what this show is here for. We have this show at the end of the week so that you can release everything that you've been through throughout the week. So sending you all lots of love and light. If you need to reach me, you can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/spiritualguidanceradio. And there you can message me, and I usually will message right back. So send you lots of love and light. I hope you have a great weekend. And I hope that next week, if you go to my page, I will also have the energy of next week on there as well, so you can see what it is to expect when it comes to next week's energy. As well as, if you are needing just a little bit more guidance, you can always message me there as well. So sending you lots of love and light, and I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.